Our People in Washington, St. Helena, California, March 4, 1907. To our people in Washington, D.C. A thorough work is to be done in Washington. The time is long past that should have seen this field faithfully worked. This last message of warning must be carried to those who need the truth. Men of God who have this message in their hearts should be chosen to carry it to people of Washington and neighboring towns. One of authority was represented to me as standing before our people and pleading that workers be sent to Washington, and I was instructed to urge this subject upon the minds of our laborers. Brethren and sisters, God has given to every man his work. He calls upon church members in every place to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to his service. Let us go forth and present the truth to souls who are starving for the bread of life. We must come into line. Then, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9, verse 38. These words teach us how the field is to be supplied with workers who will labor for the salvation of souls. When the precepts and example of Christ are brought into the life practice, when church members, instead of gossiping and accusing one another, confess their sins to one another and offer up prayer to God, God will graciously manifest his power through them. It is no time now to establish large restaurants at great expense, but in every possible way, humble efforts should be made to win souls to the truth. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed all through the suburbs of Washington. The people living in these suburbs are precious to God. A special work should also be done in this city in the establishing of schools, that the people may be educated along Christian lines.